Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. We come now to our last time together in Psalm 1. I trust you have been with us, and this has been both a convicting and challenging message, as well as an uplifting and encouraging one. As we come to verse 6, we have another contrast. I'm reading Psalm 1, verse 6. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. The first half of the verse is a wonderful blessing to those of us who possess the righteousness of Christ applied to our lives. The righteous have no self-righteousness of which to boast. We are only righteous in the eyes of God because we have been swept up into the righteousness of Christ. He is the one and only righteous man. He is sinless, and therefore what he does on the cross is to apply his righteousness to all who believe in him and trust in him for salvation from damnation, from the wickedness we have been reading about. Sinners, such as we all are, require Christ's righteousness to make us righteous. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 21, God made Christ, who knew no sin, to be sin on our behalf, so that we might become the righteousness of God in Christ. Note that, the righteousness of God in Christ. 2 Corinthians 5, 21. If you possess the righteousness of Christ, then these words of the psalmist will certainly brighten your day and night. The Hebrew reads, "The Lord is knowing the way of the righteous." This means God is actively watching our ways. We often do not know the way in which we are going, but rest assured, the Lord does. And by way of analogy, I was thinking of landing the airplane at night in foggy and rainy weather. Many of the new aircraft have cameras now that feed what is happening outside the aircraft to inside on that television in the seat in front of us. I like to watch that on takeoffs and landings. One time we were coming into Frankfurt, Germany on a long-haul flight from Hong Kong, and as we were on approach, we descended through the early morning darkness on a very cloudy, wet, and windy day. I watched as the lights on the plane shone through the clouds and then very low to the ground picked up the fog as the rain lashed the jet. We were nearing the runway, but I could not see it. Until suddenly, not too many feet from touchdown, into view came the lights illuminating that runway on which we safely touched down. The pilots up front have no better eyesight than I do, but they trusted their instruments from the high altitude all the way to the ground. In a sense, they took it by well-informed faith that the runway would be there. They knew the way down even though they could not find their way as they would on a clear day. Our lives as the blessed, the happy, and the righteous are like that. Life is often cloudy and foggy with rain. We are on our way to heaven, but we often struggle to see the path forward. But by well-informed faith, we place our lives in God's hands and trust Him to take us all the way. Friends, the psalmist is right. The Lord knows the way of the righteous. While we are sometimes confused, disoriented, and we might feel as though we are lost, we are not. You remember Job, don't you? Here was a man of God who thought he knew the way, and then storms blew through his life. Did they ever? He faced one gigantic test after another and felt that he had lost the way. But listen to his testimony in Job chapter 23 and verse 10. "He knows the way I take. When he has tried me, I shall come forth as gold." Job says, "God knows the way I take." Psalm 1 verse 6 says, "The Lord knows the way of the righteous." Job says, "When the Lord tries him, he shall come forth as gold." The same is true for us. Brothers and sisters, by faith, believe that the Lord knows your way. He is carefully watching out for you. In Luke 12, verse 7, Jesus says, "Indeed, the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Do not fear. You are more valuable than many sparrows." If you feel lost today, if you cannot see clearly the path before you, I hope you will cherish these words and accept them as true for you. The Lord knows the way. Keep on following Him, and He will lead you in the paths of righteousness. The first half of Psalm 1, verse 6, is a wonderful blessing to those of us who possess the righteousness of Christ applied to our lives. But the second half of verse 6 is a chilling warning to those who are wicked, to the unrighteous. The way of the wicked will perish. Earlier, the psalmist already established the wicked persons will perish. Verse 4 says, "The wicked are like chaff which the wind drives away." Verse 5 says, "The wicked will not stand in the judgment." Interestingly, not only will the wicked themselves perish, but so will their ways. This is a sobering and serious warning to those of you who do not possess the righteousness of Christ. You will perish, and so will your ways. In the evenings, we have been watching a documentary on the life of Rupert Murdoch. He is the Australian by birth media magnate, the businessman who runs Fox Television and Fox News, and owns many of the world's leading newspapers, websites, etc. Murdoch is a wicked man. I find myself surprised as to just how dark of a man he is, and yet he is very much alive, well into his 90s. He persists in his evil ways. And he lives with a burning desire to be well remembered. All that money, ownership of all these corporations shaped by his leadership and management, and his influence marks many of our lives every day, whether we realize it or not, through the media we consume. But according to Scripture, he will perish, and so will his ways. What is going to happen to Rupert is what has already happened to the rich and powerful, wicked men and women who have preceded him in death. They and their ways are forgotten. But not so the righteous. God will see to it that we and our ways will never be forgotten. Let me prove this from the Bible. Just a sampling. Psalm 112, verse 6, "The righteous will be remembered forever." Psalm 112, verse 6, "The righteous will be remembered forever." And Proverbs chapter 10 and verse 7, "The memory of the righteous is blessed, but the name of the wicked will rot." Proverbs 10 verse 7, "The memory of the righteous is blessed, but the name of the wicked will rot." Sinful people who reject Christ, they can name buildings after themselves. They can leave huge endowments. They can have left their imprint on the world in some remarkable ways, but all of that will be forgotten, and all of that will rot. God's word has been proved true over and over again. How many times has someone famous died, and initially they are honored, but over time they become quickly forgotten? Memory of them fades. And yet how many times has someone who is not famous, someone you and I know, who was a faithful and righteous Christian died, and we well remember them and their influence upon our lives to this very moment. My grandfather on my mother's side is one of those people in my life. His memory is forever because he was a righteous man. Let's hear again from Charles Spurgeon. He puts it as usual, much better than I can. "Not only shall the righteous perish themselves, but their way shall perish too. The righteous carves his name upon the rock, but the wicked writes his remembrance in the sand. The righteous man plows the furrows of earth and sows a harvest there, which shall never be fully reaped, till he enters the enjoyments of eternity. But as for the wicked, he plows the sea, and though there may seem to be a shining trail behind his keel, yet the waves shall pass over it, and the place that knew him shall know him no more forever. The very way of the ungodly shall perish, for the Lord will cause the name of the wicked to rot. Well, that's very true and very well said. Charles Spurgeon. As we will soon end, let me read for you all of Psalm 1. How blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, nor stand in the path of sinners, nor sit in the seat of scoffers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He will be like a tree firmly planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither, and in whatever he does, he prospers. The wicked are not so, but they are like chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. Well, thank you for being with us on this brief journey through this first psalm. I hope and pray that you are the blessed, the happy, and the righteous person. If you are the wicked person, then again I appeal to you. Formulate a sincere prayer to God and humbly ask him to grant you forgiveness for your sins through his Son, Jesus Christ. Turn from your wicked ways and find in Christ your righteousness. To talk more about such a decision, reach out to me or a Christian you know, mark@godisministry.org or God is P.O. Box 802, Winchester, Massachusetts 01890. And then join us next time because God is. Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.